أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربي يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير آمين ثم آمين. Before going to our next topic in Namaz Nabvi, let's revise what we have covered so far. We learned to do wudu, the sunnah way. Then we saw niyah and qiyam. I hope till here you all must have included in your routine, and whatever we learned must be putting into practice, because knowledge is only good if put into practice, right? Who is the best student? Who starts practicing right away? Sahaba Ikram way was, whenever they used to hear something, then their next step used to be Sami'na wa ata'na. Whatever they heard, they obeyed. This should be our amal too, that whatever we heard, we will try to practice right away, inshallah. Many sisters call wudu. It is not wudu. It is a wrong term. It is wudu. It had dhamma or pesh on waw. So we saw wudu, we saw niyah, we quickly saw appropriate clothings. The next thing we will see in salah session is takbir-e-tahrima. It is also called takbir-e-ula, with what salah is started, and is also called rafil yadain, meaning raising hands till shoulders and saying Allahu Akbar. We will see what was Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam's way and what is his order in that respect. Actually, salah starts from here, and it is also called takbir-e-ula. You all can see in details in your Namaz-e-Nabvi book. What is Rafal Yadain? It is also called Takbir-e-Tahrima. So when you raise your hands and say Allahu Akbar, it is called all the above. There is a narration from Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. He said that I saw Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said first Takbir Allahu Akbar, and he raised both of his hands till his shoulders. Second point is, while raising hands, your fingers will be open in normal style. Neither make a big gap in between the fingers, nor join them together. Third point is, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam used to raise his hands till his shoulders. And the fourth point is, sometimes Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam used to raise his hands till his ears. In this respect, Sheikh Albani said, in respect to doing Rafal Yadain, we did not get any reference for touching your ears with your hands. Touching ears is a bidah and paranoia. Masnoon way is raising your palms till shoulders or ears. Men and women are same in this respect, and no difference between both in raising hands. There is no hadith found to support that men should raise their hands till ears and women till shoulders. Fifth point is to put right hand on top of left hand and put them on your chest, right? Putting hands on your chest, we will see next time, but we will see this here that it is extremely easy thing, and women are allowed to raise their hands either till shoulders or till ears. And same for men. They also can raise their hands either till shoulders or till their ears. With this action, our salah starts. This is called Rafal Yadain, and Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam used to do Rafal Yadain before going to ruku and also getting up after ruku. This is a proven sunnah, and there is absolutely no reference of its discontinuation. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam used to raise his hands till his shoulders and used to say Allahu Akbar. This action of Rafal Yadain or Takbir-e-Tahrima or Takbir-e-Ula is performed in two or three ways which are proven. Number one, saying Allahu Akbar while raising your hands and then putting on chest. This issue has flexibility. The most recommended is saying Allahu Akbar along with raising hands. Number two, saying Allahu Akbar first and then raising hands and putting on the chest. This is also proven. The third is first raising hands and while bringing hands down to put them on the chest, saying Allahu Akbar in that process. This is also proven. So all these three ways are proven by the Sunnah of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and all three are permissible. One action, but ease and flexibility, which can be easily done, and we can adapt whichever we want. Let's stop here and check our amal, that how we used to do Rafal Yadain. We assume that we must have done in the best manner. But it is a general observation that we do Rafal Yadain so fast that as if we are getting rid of flies or we are trying to hush up someone. That's how fast we do Allahu Akbar. If we want to improve our salah, then we have to do every single action of our salah right. So, do we all make intentions to fix our salah? The reason we are going so slow, so we can work on every action slowly and thoroughly. Because we have to change our old habits. And you all know it is not easy to change old habits. So, we will take every action one by one. If we are here to get information only, then in my opinion, we are just wasting our time. The first practical thing in Salah is Rafal Yadain, which is also called Takbir-e-Tahreema. And we are learning the proper way to say Allahu Akbar, raising hands in proper manner, and then placing them on chest for Aqama. Imam Bukhari took an argument from this hadith that raising hands and saying Allahu Akbar will be at the same time. It is also narrated in Muslim that saying Allahu Akbar after raising hands is also allowed. Second point is Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam used to raise his hands till his shoulders while palm of his hands facing Kaaba. Fingers will be neither joined together nor they will be wide apart. A question can come in mind that what is the purpose of raising hands? So the answer is that a person says, O Allah, I am standing in front of you. It is a humble verbal acceptance of a person to his Rabb, that he handed himself over to his Rabb. He submits himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and feel totally humble. Remember, palms of the hand should be facing inside and fingers toward Kaaba straight. Hand should be put on chest after a little pause. Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam used to raise his hands up to his shoulders, a narration from Bukhari. And in Muslim, it is mentioned that he used to raise his hands up to his ears, as both are correct, right? What we have to do? The way we say Allahu Akbar and the distance we have in between our hands and shoulders, the same distance we will have during sajda in between our hands and head. We will neither put too far nor too close. What is the caution here? Is that touching ears is not proven by Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunnah. I hope it is clear to everyone. Now let's talk about ourselves. What will be our amal after today? That whenever we will say Allahu Akbar, we will say consciously thinking about it. Another question can come to mind. That what is the need of knowing about Salah in that detail? The answer to that is, see, there are two types of people. One who do not perform Salah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not make us among those. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choose them for performing Salah. Ameen. Then there are people who do pray Salah, but unconsciously not praying the right way. Or they are performing it by not giving it its due right and are not fulfilling all the conditions, obligations required. When we do our worldly obligations in the best possible way, at its excellence, then why we try to fulfill our dini obligations at the bare minimum level? Why? Shouldn't we be greedy here? We are so conscious about brand names, but why we are not brand conscious in deen? We should adapt the best brand which Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam adapted. May we become the ones who start adapting Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunnah one by one. It should be our utmost effort. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who do ihsan amal and to always follow amal sunnah which are beneficial in this world and hereafter too.
وآخر دعوانا عن الحمد لله رب العالمين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.